Mishnah Tes, the following Mishnah has a similar structure to the previous Mishnah, and that's why it is taught over here. According to many, it's not actually part of the Mishnah. It's a Tosefta, but it was put here together with the previous Mishnah because of its similarity. Shishadvarim also Chizkiyahu HaMelech did 6 things, al Shalosha Hoiduloi. The Chacham agreed with 3 of the things which he did, and in fact praised him, and al Shalosha Lo Hoiduloi on 3 things they did not agree with him, although they did not tell him off like they did in the previous Mishnah. They did not agree. So the Mishnah begins with the things which they did agree with him for. Firstly, Geir Atzmis Oviv. He dragged the bones, or the body of his father, Ochaz HaMelech, who was a wicked king, al mitoshul chavalim, on a coffin made of ropes. And this is a big disgrace towards his father, Ochaz HaMelech. But he did this in order to make a Kiddush Hashem by disgracing the wickedness of his father. As well as this, it was also served as an atonement for his father. The point is that he did it because his father was a Rasha, and that's also the reason why he was not obligated to honor his father. And in fact, he did the opposite, and on this point, the Chacham agreed with him. V'haydulai, they agreed with him. Secondly, Kites Nachash HaNachoshes. He crushed the copper snake which was made by Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar when the Jewish people complained and a plague came, and Moshe made a copper snake and he told everybody to look up at the snake, which made them look up towards the sky and towards Hashem, and that would remind them to do Teshuvah, and when they did Teshuvah, they were healed. And as a result of this, people ended up, they kept the copper snake, and after many years, people ended up treating the snake as an idol. They started worshipping it, and when Chizkiyahu HaMelech saw this, he destroyed it, he crushed it up, because it was treated as an idol, v'hoiduloi, and once again the Chacham agreed with him and praised him for doing so. Alright, and thirdly, Gonaz Sefer Refuos, he hid the Sefer Refuos, the Book of Remedies. This was written by Shlomo HaMelech, and according to Rashi, it contained the cures for pretty much every illness, and it led to a point where people would just read the book whenever they were ill. They would know exactly what to do in order to be cured, and it led them not to be relying on Hashem, because they believed more in the power of the book, and they lost all fear of illness. They knew they could just get cured like that, and because it led to their diminishing of their faith in Hashem, Chizkiyahu hid this Book of Remedies. The Rambam has a very different interpretation. He says quite the opposite. If everybody got cured, that would lead them to believe more in Hashem. So the Rambam has a different interpretation, but the general way of understanding is, like Rashi explained, that it contained the cures for many illnesses. So in this too, V'hodlo the Chacham agreed with Chizkiyahu for what he did. On the other hand, al-shlosh lo hodlo for the following 3 things the Chacham did not agree with Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Number 1, Kitzit Tzedosi Shel Heichal. He cut down the doors of the Heichal, which were coated in gold, V'shigal Melech Ashur, and gave them as a gift to Sancheirev, the king of Ashur, who came to wage war against the Jewish people, against Yerushalayim, and in order to convince him to go away, he gave them these doors, V'lo Hodoloi, and the Chacham did not agree with him, because he should have had more betochen and trust in Hashem. Secondly, in that same story, Sosame Gichain Ha'elyain, Chizkiyahu closed up. He blocked the water of the upper Gichon River so that the enemy army would not have water to access. But again, V'lohodoloi, the Chacham did not agree with him, because again, he should have had more trust in Hashem, especially after the Novi Yeshaya had told him that Hashem will protect the city. But Chizkiyahu nevertheless went ahead and stopped up the water, which also caused a loss to the people in Yerushalayim as well, because they also had less water now. Alright, and thirdly, Iber Nisan B'Nisan, he created a leap year in the month of Nisan. Every few years, a 13th month is added to the year. And that 13th month is always Adar Sheni, and the Beis Din, or the Sanhedrin, or in this case the king, had to decide at the end of every year whether to add another month or not. The reason why the month was added at all was because Pesach always needs to fall out in the spring, as the Torah says, and to make that happen, sometimes a month is needed to be added. Now that month always has to be at the end of the year, not at the beginning of the year. So it has to be another Adar and not another Nisan. The Torah says that Achidush HaZelochem Rosh Chodoshim, this month of Nisan is considered to be the first month, implying that you can't have 2 Nisans. And we're discussing a case, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, on the 30th day of Adar, decided to make a leap year. So he added another month. So instead of Pesach being in another 2 weeks, he said it would be in another month and 2 weeks. Now the 30th day of Adar is still considered Adar. But since every month either has 29 days in the month or 30 days in the month, and that's always decided based on when witnesses come, at least in those days in the times of the Mishnah, it was decided based on when witnesses come and say that they saw the new Rosh Chodesh moon, And the 30th day of each month could always end up being the first day of the next month. So on the 30th day of Adar, Chizkiyahu declared that it would be an Ibrash Onah, a leap year with an added month. But since that day could also have been the first day of Nisan, V'lehodlo, the Chacham did not agree with him, because it ended up being that the added month would be Nisan and not Adar. So for these last three things, the Chacham did not agree with Chizkiyahu.